This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We continue with the show. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Of course, Sirius XM Channel 80 as well. And ESPN Plus, audio only today. Because Bart decided he wasn't going to brush his teeth.
Yeah, that means I get to kick my feet up and do all.
But you don't have to put them right, like in front of me. Do you leave your shoes on? Like, is this what you do at home?
What?
You put your shoes up on a table with your shoes on? Like, if you want to take your shoes off and put them on the table, all right. But this is our home. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
I'm feeling like
this is not our. This is not our dinner table, though. This is like our.
It looks like it.
This is like our lounge table. You know, like that little coffee table you have, and sometimes you just want to kick your feet out because you need to get some blood flow.
Like, don't you usually take your shoes off?
No, not really. Nah. Because
and you're walking out in New York City streets, and then you're just coming in here and putting your shoes right up on the table.
I did
like
see
that?
Five rats carrying a pizza box on my way here, so let me stop. You're right.
Oh, man. So let's go. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, by the way. And all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline, including our good friend Damian Woody, who joins us right now. D. Wood and Bart Scott, former teammates, locker neighbors.
Rates. Like I said, man, I've seen things on this man that only his wife has. That's how close we were.
But more importantly,
he ain't lying.
But more importantly, you guys were side by side in the studio on Get Up this morning, and I gotta deal with both of you had hot takes. I mean, Bart had the flamethrower out, and he was laying waste to everything NFL. But then you stepped in, and I thought you were going to bring some reason to the conversation. But then you had a hot take about who will not make the playoffs in the AFC. So Bart already told our audience earlier. What he said about how he believes in the AFC, Cleveland will not make the playoffs. That's his take. You don't believe. So one of the teams in the AFC North, he thinks. So you're saying, Bart, again, I want to make sure I'm right. You have the Ravens and you have the Steelers.
Yes, correct.
And D. Wood, you have Cleveland in, but who do you have out in that division?
Baltimore.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, like one of the most consistent organizations.
What are we doing here?
In history.
You are both smart men.
I have the Baltimore Ravens out.
Show your work. Show your work.
Please.
Why? Show your work.
I think one of the deficiencies that's going to rear its ugly head. I think this pass game, I'm worried about it. I know they signed Mark Andrews, the tight end, to that big deal, and he's a big part of the passing game. And but. I'm not sold on Hollywood Brown. Rashad Bateman is out for an extended period of time because of the groin surgery.
Yep.
So we don't know about that. Listen, no one's denying Lamar Jackson's greatness and how unique that offense is. I get it. I understand it. But I think more people are going to start keying in and start figuring out a way of slowing that offense down. I think if they don't add that dimension as far as the passing game is concerned, I just don't see them taking that next step offensively where they can truly, like, beat the team like Kansas City and some of these other teams in the AFC. That's what I worry about.
But D. Wood, on the same thing you can say about Baker Mayfield. Well, teams are going to learn how to stop that run game because it's the second time they've seen it. Baker Mayfield hasn't shown us that he's an elite passer. He's a capable passer. But if you look at the stats, I would say that Lamar Jackson probably has a little better numbers than him as far as accuracy, ball down the field. Like, maybe he doesn't throw the ball outside the numbers as good. But you forgot that they did sign Sammy Watkins. He was a guy that was picked in top 10 a couple years ago. He is a Super Bowl champion. And when you have to go on the defensive side of the ball, even though that it looks like Cleveland has a lot of the big names, a lot of those names were there last year. Ty Johnson is probably their biggest. I'm a believer of Ty Johnson. But are you banking on Clowney being healthy and being productive? Because I would say that Baltimore has a better defense. And we all know that Tucker's one of the best kickers in the league. So how do they not make it when you look at Cleveland had the most bloated 11-5 season, I think, since the 10-6 Jets team had, because they were outscored. Actually, they were 11-5, but they were outscored as a team by like 11 points. Got that from Himbo. Shout out.
Well, I think Cleveland's defense is going to be a lot better this year. I think some of the additions that they made, whether it been the draft and free agency, I think they really keyed in on that side of the ball, in this offseason to really shore up that side. Because I think offensively, I think Cleveland is going to be one of the top teams offensively in the league. I'm just a huge fan of Kevin Stefanski, the type of offense that he runs. It's basically, you know, he's a disciple of Gary Kubiak, who's basically been like a staple in the league for a long time as running that West Coast offense. So Baker Mayfield's second year with Kevin Stefanski running that offense, getting OBJ back with one of, if not the best offensive line in football, two of probably the best dual backs in the league. I like Cleveland. I like Cleveland
right.
to get in.
Can I jump in? Because we're talking with Damian
Bill
Woody
Callahan
right now, Barton Hunt.
His dad, his former line dad.
Oh, all
is
right.
There. So all Bill right. Callahan's there, so I feel you.
All right. But let me just jump in, though, with this one. You both are making cases for your teams, Cleveland versus Baltimore, and I think you're both right. Why can't – am I crazy? And I know Mike Tomlin never loses, but why can't – the Steelers are, to me, the team that I would have the least amount of confidence in out of the three. You both have them in.
Alan, I was waiting for you to say something about the Steelers, because that's a common denominator between both Bart and I, is that we feel the Steelers are going to get in. I think everyone has been piling on this offseason on the Steelers, basically writing their demise, writing their obituary. And there's a reason why Mike Tomlin has never had a losing record. 14 seasons, never had a losing record. Okay? The defense is going to be elite. Yes, I know they got to get T.J. Watt signed. They're going to get that done, I believe.
Ingram.
They went on the draft, and they addressed one side of the ball only, offense, because they know they needed youth and more playmakers on the offensive side of the football. I think Big Ben is going to come back rejuvenated. And, Bart, you talked about it on the show, how last year Big Ben was coming back off of that Tommy John surgery with the elbow. Now he's another year removed from that. They got weapons on the outside. The big question with the Pittsburgh Steelers is up front.
Offensive line.
Can they get the offensive line straightened out? See, if they do, I think it'll work itself out.
So
I think Pittsburgh Steelers going to be back in the postseason.
So this is how I came to that conclusion, right. D-Wood. You ask yourself, first of all, you know what I mean? I don't know about you, but I grew up in the hood. And every once in a while, moms would go to the store and she would bring back some fruit rings, right? Fruit rings, fake Fruit Loops, right?
Yep.
You know, and
Fruitios.
Yeah, Fruitios, right? Maybe they were okay, but they weren't as good as Fruit Loops, right?
Yeah.
So I believe in brand names. Blue Magic, right? Baltimore Ravens, brand name. You can depend on it. You can count on it, D-Wood. Pittsburgh Steelers. It's like General Mills.
All right.
A brand name. You can believe in it. You can count on it. It's going to be consistent.
All right.
Listen,
with
when
that
you look
in
at
mind.
The Cleveland Browns, they are the king vitamin of cereal.
They don't count. You ain't king vitamin on us.
They bootleg. They're going to scratch the roof of your mouth all up, Alan. That's why.
I'm well aware. So, all right, Damian Woody, with that in mind, talk about brand names. Tonight, we have brand names. We have the Cowboys, the biggest brand name in the sport, and then a Tom Brady, who himself, TB12, a big brand name as well. There's a lot of it's 8.5 is the spread that they're favoring
Bucks. That's a big spread.
Isn't it, though? Like, do you see this to be a blowout?
Yes. I think it's going to be a double-digit beatdown. I do. Like, there's unknowns for Dallas right now. What is this defense going to look like? I mean, last year, in the words of Bart Scott, they couldn't stop a nosebleed. Okay? They could not stop a nosebleed on defense last year. How much is Dan Quinn going to improve the defensive side of football? Zach Martin, arguably their best player on the team, is out.
With Vita Vea.
That's going to be a problem.
And Damacon Sue. I call him a Domicon when it's football season, because he's going to go King Kong. He's going to jump on Dak Prescott back. Listen, we talk about one of the biggest habitual line steppers in the history of the game. This dude has stepped on people, kicked them in a new, all kind of stuff, man. What is he going to do to a vulnerable Dak Prescott, man? And this is crazy, right? Because Himbo, once again, you know, shout out Himbo for hitting me with the stat, right? When you think about, like, okay, Tom Brady, right? You can't fool him. Why? Because he's seen everything, right? He's been around so long. He has a book on Dan Quinn, right? He beat him in the Super Bowl. He came back. Tom Brady has completed 72 of his passes against a Dan Quinn-led defense. And guess what? This ain't one of the good ones. This ain't the Legion of Boom that he had, right? And that included those stats, that 72% complete, it included Earl Thomas, Richard Sherman. It included the best of what Dan Quinn has had. He's thrown 8 touchdowns against Dan Quinn. And now you're going to tell me a team that has Randy Gregory, Puff Puff Pass, is going to be able to stop Terrific Tom with his cast of characters that he has now. OJ the Juice Man.
How about
you got Cameron Brate? You got Gronk. Come on, man.
The stat that really gets me with Brady is he's never lost to the Cowboys.
Me either. That's what I'm talking about. This is my issue with the Dallas Cowboys. I came in the league 11 years, left the league, never lost to the Dallas Cowboys.
How many times did you play them?
At least 6. They're all fluff. Listen, there's American team. This is the only place where you go to a place and these dudes walk around with their chests out like peacocks because Texas is its own world. Mm-hmm. They might as well dig a canal around it and make it an island because on that island, nobody's bigger than the Dallas Cowboys, right? But they forget that they got to actually play the real game on the field. And you kick their ass and every year they get picked over and over again because they have that star and Jerry Jones is one of the greatest marketers of product in the history of the world. The problem is, I don't know, man. He might have to go to the – because he's running out of time. He's walking a mile.
Bart, let me ask you a question. Bart, let me ask you a question. Dallas Cowboys win the NFC East?
No.
Yeah, Bart has the Giants. And, D-Wood, with that in mind, you would know this better than anybody. When you look at the Giants and what they're trying to do, that they've got – you could make the argument their defense was – by the end of last year, they were very good. And then going into this season, they've got enough to get it done. They have got skill position players with Saquon coming back, and then also
Galladay
adding him.
Shepard.
And then
Slayton,
you have Daniel Jones,
Ingram.
Who, while he's turnover prone, when he's got time, he's a guy that you see a lot of potential in. But you see that offensive line. You see them, D. Wood, bringing in offensive linemen the week before season. What does that tell
Wood,
you?
Have you been contacted, D. Wood?
Yeah, right. Have you
been
contacted?
Let me tell you something.
You got
let me tell you something. When you bringing in offensive linemen this late in the game, you have a problem.
Uh-huh. Have you been contacted, D-Wood? Have you been contacted? Do you have any eligibility left?
No, I have not been contacted, but I wouldn't be shocked. The way the Giants offensive line looked this preseason, bro, I would not want to be playing behind that.
But they got issues. In all seriousness,
they're scrambling, bringing all types of players in. To try to get this offensive line right.
And with that in mind, Jeff Saturday told us that he would be hesitant to put Saquon out there coming off this injury until he saw what you have in live action. Would you be same way with Saquon?
I'm worried. I'm worried about Saquon behind that offensive line because teams will feast on Saquon, honestly. Like, there was nothing. I watched the Giants, I watched them thoroughly this offseason. There was I saw nothing on that offensive line. Nothing. Mm. Nothing.
So, D. Wood.
I'm worried about the skill guys.
D. Wood, we both like chicken, right? So, you saying, do you like white chicken, like the white meat, like chicken breast, or do you like the thighs, the dark meat? Because you serve it. Okay, so you going to serve it. So, like, how you going to serve up Danny Dimes and sacrifice, you going to save Saquon Barkley the dark meat, and you going to sacrifice the white meat and Daniel Jones. I think if Daniel Jones got to be out there, then I think Saquon needs to be out there because he's supposed to be the generational player. It ain't supposed to be about the X and O's and the Joes and all that stuff. He's supposed to be generational. He's supposed to have mutant blood. Adrian Peterson ain't never asked who my offensive line was. He just went to work. And that's what Dave Gettleman told us when he picked him second overall, when he passed on Action Jackson, when he passed on Josh Allen. He told us that Saquon Barkley was out of the worldly. So if you're otherworldly, it doesn't matter who's there. You're supposed to make it happen. You're supposed to take the eighth man in the box and say, you got to stop me with 8. I don't care. Listen, I was there with you with ground and pound. Thomas Jones was back there. It didn't matter if they put 8 or 9 back there, right? So if Saquon is good as we say he is, they shouldn't be able to stop him with 7. I don't care how good his offensive line is, right?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Is the Giants offensive line anywhere near the area code that that Jets offensive line was?
Not at all. No. Not at all. But that my point is, if you put Saquon there, you save Daniel Jones because they're going to step up and be able to try and stop the run. They have to put the eighth man in the box. You can't go 7-on-7 and with a guy like Saquon Barkley and hope that one guy is going to make a tackle every time, because Dave Gellerman told me he was Adrian Peterson, and I've never seen anybody stop Adrian Peterson with a seven-man box consistently, which will help Daniel Jones be able to throw the ball down the field. I want to ask you something, because you do know more about line protections and schemes with Rudolph, right? I understand that Thomas is struggling, but, you know, Rudolph is one of the best blocking tight ends in the business. Do you go Tiger personnel and just go with it that way?
Well, I mean, listen, I think, you know, some coordinators, they don't like leaving people in the block because they got egos and they want to get as many people out in the route as possible. But I'm just saying, man, when it comes to this Giants offensive line, like just watching this preseason, man, that's a huge issue, man. It's a huge concern. So I think it might be a situation where, yeah, you might have to leave a Kyle Rudolph in more than you want to, you know, make sure you give Daniel Jones an opportunity to look down the field and hit some of them big playmakers they have on the outside.
You think about this too, D-Wood. It's not just, you know, look at the defense you're facing in week one, Denver, a very, very good defense. Ooh. How about week two, Washington? I mean, those first two weeks, that offensive line, you think it's going to be tested? Those are two defenses that could be top five, definitely would be top 10 defenses.
Right out the gate, man, they got two of the biggest tests that they're probably going to see all season. So we're going to learn a lot about the Giants quick, fast, and early.
Hey, D. Wood, man, next time I come on the set and you smashing helmets, I'm going to need some liability insurance, man, because you almost knocked Greeny Sternum out when that with the ricochet piece.
All right. We're going to leave it right there. D. Wood, thanks so much, my man. Good to talk to you as always.
All right, man. Take it easy, guys.
Davian Woody.
Did you see him smashing helmets?
Giving us
today?
A straight talk, by the way, straight talk wireless, no contract, no compromise.
I felt like old school. I was like, dude.
Why did he?
You just took one in the jugular. You guys, you're crazy.
You're crazy, man.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
That thing popped green in the chest so hard.
Oof. You two were funny. Like, again, that was one of the best segments this morning. The two of you going, and then obviously Lewis Riddick in there as well. Always must watch. And you brought up Hembo. And so was it yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, like right by our studio, there's a bathroom. So I ran out just to use the bathroom during a break, and I saw him washing his hands. So I just, like, I caught him, like, corner of my eye, and as I'm rushing through, I'm just like, hey, I love your stuff. I'd steal a lot of your stuff. And he's like giving me this weird look, like, who is this lunatic? You know what I mean? Like, and he just stared
Stranger
at me.
Stranger danger.
Like, and I know I had to get back to the studio. It's like, all right, great stuff. All right, I'll see you. I run out, and I'm like, he probably has no idea who the hell I am. Like, he's looking at me like, who is this maniac?
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to fast tell him, yeah. Like, yo.
I appreciate
this. Because he's got good info.
Man, he's our statistician.
And he puts it out
for all
there.
The people out there, he's our statistician, man.
Yeah. Well, he's Greeny's right hand, man, yeah. And as all good producers are. And we have J-Dove, John Winthrop. But it's. I just wanted to let him know. Like, I just thought, let me give him, like, quick props.
He goes,
and I didn't realize, like, I got a mask on. I'm running out. And he's probably like, who the hell is this 6'6", 230-pound guy, like, just – yo, like, just, I was so aggressive. I was like, yo, you.
Like, whoa, security. Hey. Whoa, there, buddy.
Yeah, so it got, you know, so poor guy. If you see him, just let him know. He's not that crazy.
I mean,
although sometimes I can be.
Yeah, circle of trust. He's okay. He's one of us.
Right. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Be part of the Dr. Pepper call-in line. We do have Ernest in Brooklyn. He's been holding for a bit. Ernest.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
What's up?
I got the greatest prop that you're going to ever have.
Go for it.
I'm predicting that the Texans go 0-17, and I'm going to win the survivor pool because I'm going to bet against the Texans for 17 jobs.
That actually, you know, you think survivor pools are always the ones. Week one, you're always saying, thank you.
Don't
week ones are always
though?
The worst. Yeah.
They got Jacksonville.
They do. That's right.
Tyrod
I mean.
Taylor, at this point in his career, may be better than Lawrence.
But do the Texans want to win?
I don't know. They seem like they're giving away all their pieces.
Like Urban Meyer in Jacksonville. Like, Urban Meyer probably get his first win. Now, how many more will he get? And obviously, so will Trevor Lawrence. How many more will he get? I don't know.
Texans
but that
win
first
four,
week.
They'll win like four or five.
Like, would you, like, I don't know. Like, because Winthrop does the Survivor.
Yeah.
And he's saying, like, this is a hard one because there's a lot of really, like, every game seems like you could go either way.
Yeah, they could.
That's one, too. You can go either way. Like, Jacksonville's not going to be that good, but Jacksonville wants to win. I don't think Houston wants to win.
It feels like Houston have more veteran players, right?
Yeah,
so you think they have Lerman Tunsil.
You've never been on a bad team, though.
Yeah, I went 6-10. I lost 9 games straight one time with the Ravens.
All right, but again, that wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah, we started off 5-0.
You weren't supposed to be a bad. That's my point. You've never been on a team where you get like 2 weeks into camp and you're like, all right, well, we're gonna suck.
Yeah,
you know, like, but you just know it. So you don't understand that mentality. I'm sure there's probably vets that are like, yeah, all right.
If you look at the
roster, they're not playing Deshaun, so obviously we're not trying to win.
But if you look at the roster,
They got
a top five left tackle in Lerman Tunsil. They traded 3 first-round draft picks for him. They have Mark Ingram, Philip Lindsay, and David Johnson at tailback. They still have Brandon Cooks at receiver. Like, they still have people, right? They have enough people to kind of make it interesting. Guys who are trying to play well to get traded in the middle of the season.
But, I mean, how many times do you go that way, though, in a season where you just decide
week one.
Like, when you don't know who to take, just take whoever is playing the Texans. But, obviously, in their own division, you're going to have that a couple of times. So you can't do it.
Unless it's Jacksonville and maybe Cincinnati. Like, those are the only teams,
Cincinnati, yeah. Not expecting much from them either.
Yeah.
Not in that division.
Well, Jamar Chase – Like Cincinnati.
Did you see, by the way, you know how he's had problems catching the ball?
Yeah, dropsies.
So he apparently did an interview where he said that he said the NFL ball is different.
Yeah,
he
probably can't see the stripes. I wonder if there's something wrong with his vision. Because I had a teammate that couldn't catch the football when he got in the league and we realized that he needed LASIK because he only used to be able to follow the stripe on the football, the white, so he can track it better because it's white. But the football in the league is all brown,
right.
So you can't see the ball.
You can lose it
You can lose it all the time. And I wonder, but you know, when you look at people don't realize the Bengals probably have, in that division, if not the top receiving core, the second best receiving core
that group's
in that
good.
Division.
And the quarterback's good.
And Joe Mixon is still good.
And then their backfield's good.
Chase,
what's
T.
their
Higgins,
problem?
Offensive line. Jonah Williams has been a bum. Talk about Eric Flowers.
Barton Hahn.
Hold my tea.
We are brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. So coming up, we have audio files like we always do.
Already?
At this time. Yeah, man, we're there already. But we're going to hear from a few quarterbacks who have a lot to prove. Beginning this Sunday. That is after Bart tells you about DraftKings.
Speaking about props, now is the time to celebrate. The NFL is finally back, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, has millions of reasons why you should be excited. To kick off the football season, DraftKings is giving new customers a free shot at a $1 million top prize with a total of $4 million up for grabs for tonight's opener. Getting in on Thursday's action single game showdown is easy. Draft 6 players from the season opener, stand underneath the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. So head to the app now. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at $1 million payday. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code BERT.
No.
Yes. This week, new customers can get a free shot at a $1 million top prize and $4 million in total prizes. Enter promo code BART, that's BART for those who can't spell, to get a free shot at a $1 million top prize with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. I've been waiting to say this all day. When we come back, more audio fouls.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN app. Audio only today on ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Family's everything, Bart. I've got peace of mind knowing my family's taken care of with insurance. I recommend SelectQuotes. SelectQuotes has been helping families for over 35 years. Plus quotes, they're free. Who doesn't love free? Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. Bart Scott, what time is it?
Audio files!
I just want an excuse to use the gong, let's be honest. So as we begin the NFL season tonight, we begin what will be for a lot of quarterbacks a season of proving oneself, right? Several quarterbacks, not just the young ones, not just the rookies that we know most will play. We have three of the five we know are starting.
Yeah.
Three of the five that were taken in the first round we know are starting. But there's a lot of quarterbacks who have some prove-it seasons coming, and that starts with a guy who, if he has a good season, it could be time to get paid. And that, of course, is Baker Mayfield. And while he knows their offense is all about ground and pound, the return of Odell Beckham Jr. gives them a very interesting dimension.
Yeah, obviously his catching ability speaks for itself, but I think people forget how truly fast he is to be able to take the top off the defenses. And safeties have to worry about that. And so teams are going to have to defend it and pick their poison. Because we're a physical run-first mentality team, and that's not going to change no matter who we have out there at receiver. But he adds an element to where teams are going to have to decide.
Bart, it is – you got to admit, I know you're down on the Browns, but the addition, you adding Odell with that running game, with Landry, I mean, they do have an offense that is going to give some defenses trouble.
Yeah, they do, but the problem is they haven't been able to find a way to make it mesh, right? It doesn't seem seamless. It seems forced when Odell Beckham is there. It seems like Baker Mayfield plays with a sense of freedom when he's playing without Odell Beckham.
So you're saying it's almost like he feels like I've got to keep
get
him
involved.
Happy?
Got to get him involved. Let's get him the ball, right? And what happens is defenses knows that, so they make sure that they double Odell Beckham and try and take him away so that he can get frustrated. So maybe it's not the verbal things that Odell says, but it's the non-verbal. It's the body language that kind of comes up.
We saw that.
It's the elephant in the room, right? Okay. And it's like one of those things, like, oh, man, Odell's not happy. So Baker kind of – I think Baker is a friend of his. Everybody talks about how great of a teammate he is. And listen, this year was a year where I thought they were going to cut Odell Beckham, but they didn't cut him because I believe you can't cut a player with an injury. His contract guarantee is over with. But, like, this is probably the last time that we're going to see Odell Beckham in a Cleveland Browns uniform. Hmm. So they're trying to figure out, and I'm sure he wants to have a great season so he can have another payday somewhere else with somebody else.
All right, we continue with audio files. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. All right, so let's go to Cincinnati then. We stay in that division. And now, of course, we have Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow is coming back from an injury after his rookie season. He started out well, then got hurt, ACL. Offensive line issues continue to be a question for the Bengals. But more importantly for Joe Burrow, it was getting ready, getting back in time to play and start week one this season, and his confidence is high.
There's no doubt in my mind I was going to be out here week one, ready to go. I had great people around me that helped me get there, so I'm excited for myself, but I think they're excited for me as well.
Excited for Joe Burrow to continue as they are trying to find out if he can be the guy that leads them back to being a franchise that you look at and think can be a playoff team, a contender in what is, as we know, and you know especially more than anyone, a tough division.
I mean, you think about, you know, they've surrounded Joe Burrow with weapons, right? I thought they would go offensive line, you know, early on with their draft pick. They decided to have a reunion with his favorite receiver in Chase. You know, but you look at his skill positions, Tyler Boyd, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Mixon, T. Higgins. They're starting to build a young, talented core there. Mm-hmm. Let's just see if they can take the next step. And to do that, they need Joe Burrow upright.
Yes.
That remains to be seen.
Yeah, we'll see certainly how they do to protect him. If you protect him, he's already proven he's going to be a very good one. All right, last but not least, there's plenty of protection in Indianapolis for Carson Wentz, but you have to protect him from himself sometimes. He has had the worst preseason you could have for somebody joining a new team with a lot of expectations, because not only did he have foot surgery, he also had to deal with COVID. So there's a lot of expectations on him and the Colts this season. But what about expectations on how his foot has responded since the surgery?
I mean, it has its moments for sure, but it's definitely in a really good place. I feel very optimistic, very confident in it. And so we'll see, as long as the doctors just, you know, give me the final go ahead. But I'm optimistic.
He's going to play week one, Bart. And I think of
him. He's under pressure.
Is he under the most pressure of any quarterback?
Yeah, because he forced his way out of a place that had given up on him and went with the backup young quarterback. And he's supposed to be a young quarterback. And, you know, you talk about two fan bases, two franchises really depending on Carson Wentz. One, the Indianapolis Colts, but of course, the Philadelphia Eagles, because if he plays 75% of the snaps, then they get a first-round draft pick instead of a second-round draft pick. So he has multiple – it's not because they love him, but he has multiple fan bases that's hoping that he can stay healthy this season.
That's actually a great point, is that Eagles fans, in a way, are actually rooting for him.
They're Carson Wentz fans, yeah. They
maybe want three first-round draft picks. Just make sure you play a lot this year because that's good for them, and then you'll see what Jalen Hurts turns into in Philly. All right, that's Audio Files. Barton Homme, we are brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. And again, just three of several quarterbacks. It's been the story the whole preseason of all quarterbacks we have our eyes on that have a big season coming up, a lot to prove, and Dak Prescott being one of them tonight. Tom Brady has nothing to prove, nothing to prove. He is just setting more goals for himself going into tonight's game and this season, because what else is there for him to do? Just like his wife said as he left the field, what more do you need to accomplish? What more do you need to prove? Well, he's got more that he wants to prove personally. But for Dak Prescott, a lot of eyes on him and whether or not he can finally get the Cowboys where they need to be. And by the way, coming up, what would it take for the Cowboys to steal a win tonight? We will discuss next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
I heard this in so long, man.
Oh?
That's a good thing about this show, man. You got to come with music, man. It comes back.
That's one of the things that people have said that they like about our show.
Then where you been? I'm telling you, man, because we never had DJ Killer Groove. We never had a DJ Killer Groove on our show, man.
No, we always
all
have
our DJs
good
been
DJs.
Hot fire.
Well, they
man.
Know what we want, though, and then they'll hear from us if we don't get what we want. So we like
That's
what's up. So, it's Bart and Han, by the way. Alan Han, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, and we do have the start of the season. And last week we started Lunch Money, a segment on our show that we like to try to make ourselves and you some money, but we also like experts to join us. So why not go to Doug Kazarian, who is our resident expert, of course, the host of Daily Wager, who joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Doug, how we doing, man?
Doing well. Happy start of the NFL season. I just love how, you know, you see other leagues sort of get the heck out of the way of other leagues, whether it be the Super Bowl, all the games in the NBA end before the Super Bowl. I like the kissing of the ring. No college game tonight. It's all NFL. They get the platform.
Yes, everybody. Even the Mac stays out of the way.
Make us some smoney.
So Doug, all right, so we've got, like I said, as you said, tonight, the first game, and I mean, an 8.5 spread also. Everybody's got their eyes wide on that one in favor of the Bucks, but give us the three for this week one, which I find a lot of compelling matches. Give us your three best bets.
Yeah, no, it's as we all know, you got to tread lightly in the NFL for sure. It's the most fun league to bet and always has the biggest handle, but it is the hardest one. But I there are a few games that stand out. I'm actually starting with tonight's Tampa Bay game. You know, you see some in the market have gone up to 9.5, and obviously wow. 9 is not what we say a key number in the betting world for the NFL, but it's about teasers, that 6-point teasers. There's some protection on the house. So if you can get it down to 2.5, from an 8.5 to a 2.5, I think there's a lot to like right there. If you can tease it to maybe the Rams -1.5 on Sunday night, or particularly what I like is the Niners -1.5 at Detroit. So for me, I actually am hooking two of my plays to tonight's game. I do like Tampa -8.5. There's just so much to like about the situation. We know Zach Martin's out. We know the defense of Dallas was horrendous last year, and I know they're taking steps to correct it, but I just don't think it's solved overnight. So they're still going to have some issues, and so much talk about the Cowboys' weapons. Let's not forget Tom Brady's receivers. He gets O.J. Howard back. There's a lot to like. And last year, remember, Brady was kind of, I don't want to say complaining, but communicating how it's Bruce Arians' offense was pretty elaborate and difficult to understand and grasp early on. Well, now they're returning all 11 starters on both offense and defense. I think they storm out of the gate in this one, and obviously Dak's health issues. And there's just so many reasons. I mean, opening night championship teams, you worry about maybe being a little flat, raising the banner. That's not the case historically, at least in recent memory. Defending champs on that Thursday night opener, a 9-3-3 against the spread since they went to Thursday night. So even though that Dallas offense was prolific last year, Dak was 0-5 against the spread in those shootout games. So I'm just going to have to lay it with the Bucs, not only -8.5, but I'm also going to tease it to the weekend for a second play. And in terms of a third play, you always want to try to grab underdogs when you can. And not a ton jump out to me, but I'm going to grab the Bengals at home +3. There's a few 3.5s out there, but I just think this Minnesota team has issues right now. Mike Zimmer's maybe voice may be lost in the locker room. And this Cincinnati team, a lot of positives with all the weapons for Joe Burrow coming off injury. So I'm going to go with the home dog as well, grabbing Cincinnati +3.
Wow. Okay, that's one definitely to keep an eye on with Minnesota and certainly that defense with Zimmer and the offensive line issues in Cincinnati. So I love that one that you explained so well. All right, so Bart and I tried to get into the college football season last week, and there were some really compelling games last week in week 1 of college football. I believed in North Carolina, and I paid dearly for it. Do you have a college game that you're looking at you could tell us about?
Absolutely, and some of my buddies call me a betting bully because I'm not afraid to lay lumber against some really bad teams or pick on them, so to speak. And yeah. and that's what you guys mentioned, the Mac, no Maction tonight. I'm going to pick on some of these teams because I just think they're that bad. And I'm going to go with South Alabama laying 14 against Bowling Green.
Love Bowling Green
is one of the nation's worst teams. They did okay against Tennessee. They covered last weekend, but it's not because they played well. I just think Tennessee shot themselves in the foot, and Joe Milton's a bad quarterback. I think the South Alabama team has some fire, if you will. And I don't know, the Jaguars defense, look, they were only 2-point favorites. They held Southern Miss to 250 yards or so, won in a blowout. I think they take care of it. They're on a mission. They're not messing around with a Bowling Green team. So I'm going to lay the 2 touchdowns here. And, you know, it's going to be another struggle for teams like Akron and Bowling Green.
I love it, yeah. I'm all about that Maction, too, though. I love that he's just beating up on Bowling Green, too. That's fantastic. Doug, great stuff. We look forward to talking to you throughout the season, my man.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
All right, you got it. Doug Kazarian again. He's
love
the host.
Love that Maction, baby.
Daily
we should have
Wager.
A whole side.
You were about to rip the microphone apart when he brought up
the Vikings taking
the 3, I think was it 3, right? Taking the Bengals and the points.
I mean, it's because like you got the Vikings coming back. I think they're a team much like the Broncos that are being underestimated.
Okay.
You talk about taking Christian Slater, who I believe was the best pass protector in this draft, and you got Danielle Hunter coming back. You know, they got defensive stars on every level. Patrick Peterson.
We have 30 seconds. Your pick tonight.
Oh, man, I mean, I'd be foolish.
You going Tampa?
Yeah,
and
Tampa.
And you think it's going to be a blowout? You think Tampa's just going to dominate this game?
Listen, blowout to
– How does the Cowboys win? How about that? Give me that. In 10 seconds, how do the Cowboys win?
Well, they have to start off by sending Brady a pizza and then kidnapping him.
Is that really it? All right, simply put,
that's my
we'll see how it
analysis.
Goes tonight, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow nationally in New York. Stay with us on 98.7 ESPN. Bart and I will continue with you next.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.